You were dialed into Quake 3 Urban Terrors Urban Radio, but unfortunately I clicked it off too fast. Oops. Getting back to the shout-out here, Lord of Doom had a question for the show. He says, is it true that the male players for Vampy's Battle Between the Sexes use female hormones? Just to know how it feels to be a woman and all, and be 110% prepared? Well, Lord, that's probably true, based on the gamers who are playing for the male team. Based on the gamers who are playing for the females, I think the males are going to get their ass whacked, to be honest with you. And I will be Oswald the Bookie here taking your bets. Just kidding. I won't do that. Back to the show. What am I doing here? No, I don't remember. MF Doom says, Boomla, sucks at cannons. Doom says he's up 3-0 on Boomla. 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 So, that's fun. And I think I do have to make a correction. It was a Vampy, not MJY, who wrote that article. I know they both write articles basically on the female versus male thing, but Vampy's correcting me here. It was her article that got me thinking of it. Not MJY. So, my bad. It's the beer. As the show is brought to you by Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, the best beer from the best brewery. And you can go to their website, sierranevada.com, if you want to check it out. I'm just kidding. And talk a little bit here about QuakeCon 2000. If you've been over to the TSN Central website, then you know that there's going to be $100,000 on the line. ATI is sponsoring a $60,000 Return to Castle Wolfenstein team tournament and the $40,000 Quake 3 Arena Championships at QuakeCon. I don't know if you caught this in the news. Dateline, June 4th, QuakeCon 2000, the definitive fan-based gaming convention, will play host to more than just the Ultimate LAN Fest and party this year as the Blitzkrieg hits the Mesquite Convention Center on August 15th through 18th, Mesquite, Texas. For the first time, QuakeCon 2000 will be home to both one-on-one and team-based tournaments, boasting a combined $100,000 in cash money provided by ATI, QuakeCon's 2002 title sponsor. So that should be pretty cool. Knowing the sort of draw that the one-on-one competition gets, seeing that Return to Castle Wolfenstein is one of the newer games out, I believe they said they're going to take the top 16 teams and they will advance to a double elimination tournament at QuakeCon, I believe is what it said. If you want more details, tsncentral.com. It's on the main page under the news. Check it out. As for this evening on TSN, what can you expect? You can expect the O Club with Oblique. From 9 until midnight Eastern Standard Time, music, games, news, and hopefully callers. Tune in for a good time. Oblique hosts a pretty kick-ass show. Check her out. Check her show out, too. tomorrow, we have In the Mix. Don't miss Juno's next live mixing set. It's a show where you request what gets put in the mix. That's Juno. It starts at about 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Sunday, we have the Cal Invites Death Touch versus Doctors, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Central, Dark Side versus Hostile at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and Empire versus Exile, 10:30 Eastern, and WSW versus Hand Of at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So, looks like it's an RCTW weekend here on TSN. Hopefully you'll be around to hear some of the other shows, and in between there, I'm sure you'll hear some of the other shows that take place here. Jeff T's show, I forgot what it's called. I just saw the banner ad too, and I forgot what his show is called. Mandatory Metal Show, I believe that's what it was, with Jeff T. I got the Pond Biggie program with our buddy Blanks, and you got a few others. Those are two that you can expect to see, and who knows, maybe if I'm not doing anything Sunday, I will pop on there and play some tunes in the morning. Who knows? So getting back to QuakeCon 2000, it is quickly approaching. We are inside of 90 days now. And actually, I can get a countdown. You want to tell me how many days are left till QuakeCon? If I spell countdown right. We have QuakeCon 2002 starting in 68 days, 16 hours, 28 minutes, and 44 seconds. That does not include those of you who are listening to this tape delayed. But roughly 68 days until QuakeCon. Inside, as I said, inside of 3 months. Until the Quake Mecca that takes place in Mesquite, Texas. That'll be the focus. This will be the third year Silicon Ice will attend the event. The first 2 years were courtesy of invites from id Software and the organizers of QuakeCon. Details are actually still being worked out on the trip this year. But many of us who are actually actively working on the mod will be attending. Hey now. I don't want that noise. No, we're not in a submarine either. If you are going to QuakeCon, you can expect to see Apoxful. He's still sort of Sid. He's hanging around with us, and he's giving the coder some good information. But Apoxful with Ravensoft now. Blade Killer. MJY, I'll take you anywhere. Blade Killer will be there, along with Rabbit Cow, who is her mate. And he's also on our QA team. Miles will be coming up from South Texas. Meaty will be flying in from Virginia. Sweet Nuts, coming from the state of Washington. Thaddeus, I believe, driving down from Missouri. Crazy Butcher doing the roadie from Germany. See, German is coming to the USA. And then Canada. And myself. So those will be those of us attending the event. We are looking to have a good time here. I'm actually looking for the piece that Dr. 8 wrote called Managing the Mod. Unfortunately, I don't see it on my hard drive here. It's probably on my other computer. But we're still waiting to hear from a couple of the other guys. Going back here for a second. I'll feed you, MJY. Don't worry. I'll treat you fine. Jake and Bass. We're not sure if either of them are going. We're hoping so. If Apple's there, Jake may be there, and I'm sure before the 68 days up, Basilisk will be attending. As for what is scheduled, I have been coordinating a small seminar with Zay, who is one of the organizers. Sid will be presenting a talk on modding, which will center on urban terror. While we've not really discussed what we'll talk about, part of it, as I said, will be on managing the mod, courtesy of Dr. 8, who spoke on modding at the Australian Game Developers Convention. It was either earlier this year or late last year, but it seemed to go very well. I got a very warm reception from the folks who heard him speak. And if you haven't heard Doc speak, if you haven't heard Doc speak, then you really missed something, because he really hosted a fine seminar last year when we got in front of everybody and gave our little discussion on urban terror. I think we will have some new material to show off for Beta 3, in the form of either a test version or a few short AVIs. But that information will also be made available to the community and those who are not able to attend. So hang in there. We'll get you that information as soon as we make it available. Hopefully we will be providing daily updates, given we are not drunk, pissed, shit-faced every night. Take your choice of words there. There will be plenty of compromising photos as well. Hell, I got to sleep with Apox and Meaty. And I think Blanks mentioned Myra will be providing free beer. Although at this time I can neither confirm nor deny that rumor. Does that sound all too familiar? Yeah, I'm sure it does. If you want to check out some of the action from last year, click on QuakeCon 2000 on the main UrbanTerror.net page. It was really a kick-ass time. Hopefully we'll have some more good information here in the coming weeks for QuakeCon.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. With Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, CSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Hello everyone, I'm Ian Irwin, and this is Camper Hunter. Today, we have come all the way out to a remote health facility called the Bar, in search of some of the world's most annoying campers. We've heard reports of several kinds of them being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right, so here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We have heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Spotted! Fall back!
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door because there's nasty critters in there with leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang.
Grenade!
Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic!
Amazing. The campers' communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find. Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium-rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner, and it seems I'm out of flashbangs, so I'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But door campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Camper Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to. Good day.
Medic!
Thanks for calling Gateway, where we're putting people before technology. My name is Cassie. What's yours?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
John, how are you doing tonight?
How are you?
Good. Are you looking at possibly adding on to your Gateway?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had your Gateway for more than 30 days, John?
Yes.
Okay. And did you purchase it for use in your home or for business? For home?
Yes.
Okay. And was the Gateway for use inside the United States only?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of have bad news for you, John. The add-on sales department that you'll need to talk to is closed for the evening.
Come on. Don't bullshit me.
No, I'm not. Their hours are 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that's Central Standard Time.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself. Yeah.
They're also open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
What's the matter?
So if I could have you just call back, you know, just call back this number.
You son of a bitch.
And, John?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, but there's nothing that I can do. You know, the department is closed, right?
Stop it!
Well, if you call back, you know,
stop
during
whining.
Those... If you just call back during one of those times tomorrow, John, add-ons will be able to help you out, okay?
Negative.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Well, what kind of questions were you going
to
ask?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Well, John, I'm not in the sales department, so I'm not going to be able to help you with the computer. Do you already have a Gateway?
Who are you?
My name is Cassie.
Yeah.
Well, do you already have a Gateway, John?
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Okay.
GSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Team Sportscast Network.
Hey, and we're finally back here on Urban Radio. Hosted over at TSN. Team Sportscast Network. Moving on to community news. Oh, and yeah, the Kampa Hunter is very cool. Drag did a fine job on that. Seems to be pretty popular. And I know many of you have wanted that, and I do believe we have made that available on... I think I've made that available on my FTP. And I wouldn't be surprised if Lord of Doom, has it available over on UTZ. So it is out there. If you want it, send me a message, and I will get it to you sooner or later. Moving on, as I said, to community news here. ClanBank.com has opened its door for business. ClanBank was formed to aid clans in maximizing their potential. Serious gamers require serious clans, and that's what ClanBank is all about. All the tools you need are available right here. When your clan first starts, register with ClanBank. You get a free site for your clan, plus a place to keep track of your members. You also get a private message board to post team notes, messages, strategies, and match times. Post your standings, take part in the forums, or just hang out with other clans to discuss games, tips, and whatever topics you want to talk about. Check it all out over at www.clanbase.com. Well, I've been a bit of a slacker here. There have been some new levels released for the community by the community. One note, we have seen some of the recent developers try to set up and run some community beta testing, which... I know that was a gripe of mine here early on, and actually still is, but thanks to the help of Dragon over at Clan Triad, we do have a small pool of testers to draw from now. And while I haven't actually talked to him about that, maybe I'll get to that next week with him and see actually how that's going. Well, you can check out a couple of beta maps, Outpost and Powerline. Sorry, but I have downloaded Powerline, have not downloaded Outpost yet. In order to check those out, also Tequila has been re-released as a file now. I believe the RSPs have been decreased, and also Warehouse by Chrono is final. So if you're a fan of Armory or Armory 2, then I'm sure you'll want Warehouse. We do intend on updating UrbanTerror.net. Who knows, maybe I can get to it today after the show, and we can show off our new hosting through Volaris.com, a reliable host for our website and forums. They have given us FTP space for all our maps, and I have uploaded all those. As some of you have seen, UTZ no longer will work for those of us in the United States. It seems the U.S. was just pulling way too many files down, so it's basically limited to those not in the U.S. I'm not sure about Canada. Somebody'd have to tell me about that. But there's other sites out there you can get maps from. UrbanTerror.de, UrbanTerror.it, FSK405.tk, and UrbanTerror.net. So you do have a few other map outlets to choose from. Vampirus over at UTZ has released the second in a series of wallpaper packs featuring the levels Docks, Midnight Revolution, Casa, Court, QV, Salima, and some level called Drug Lord 2. This is actually yet to be released from Dragon. And speaking of Dragon, we check in over at the Triad Dev Team website and see Machine is ready for another beta test run this Sunday for his level UT Eagle. If you'd like to participate, then you need to sign up over at www.clantriad.com/devteam. I can say that slower. That's clantriad. Oops, clantriad.net. My bad. clantriad.net/devteam. This will be a closed session. Everybody will not be able to join. He's also set a release date of June 18th. Chances are it will be released here on Urban Radio. Dragon has also begun work on updating his level of Proving Grounds with a nighttime effect and some fog. I actually saw some pictures of it last night as he was working with it, and it did look pretty cool. Hopefully it will be the land of dolphins, right, Drag? Just kidding. And Knight of Nia, I see you acknowledging Powerline. If you want to get a hold of me after the show, possibly email me, and we'll talk to you about basically the team's thoughts on Powerline. Be it good or bad, please take all that information that we will give you as constructive feedback. Thank you. GMKillas.com is also sponsoring a 1v1 Urban Terror Team Survivor Tournament. Registration is currently closed, but you can follow all the action over on clanbank.com. Just click on Tournaments. It looks like the first round matches are all set up and ready to go. And once they begin, you can't follow all the action right there. Clanbank.com. There's also a new tutorial-esque piece written by Sweetnuts on the sixth floor. I call it Mapping Theories for the Quake 3 Engine, in which he talks about ways and theories on how to create and effectively break up a level. All this, and you don't have to learn how to use hint brushes. So if you want to check that out, go to www.thesixthfloor.com. Click on Mapping Tutorials, and it'll be the third one down, and as I said, it is titled Mapping Theories for the Quake 3 Engine. It does a very good job. If you're one who is not really sure how hint brushes work and want to improve the frames per second of your level, then check out the tutorial. Very well written, and opinions expressed in that are solely Sweetnuts, and they may not represent those of Silicon Ice Development. But regardless, Sweetnuts has written another quality tutorial, so check it out. And I also finally got around to uploading Dick Dastardly 3D Studio Max tutorial, in which an object is created, skinned, and imported from Max to an Urban Terror level. That too is a very good level or a very good tutorial. Check that out. And as we say every week, if you have news or information you want disseminated to the community, drop me an email before Friday at oswald@urbanterror.net, and I will include it on the show. And I got a few private messages here. We will actually kick some tunes out. I'll run through those messages, and we'll be right back on Urban Radio. This is The Doors, People Are Strange.
When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women are wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are running. When you're down, when you're strange,
faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange, people are strange.
shit. The streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
And we're back here on Urban Radio. That was The Doors with People Are Strange. And a very cool song. And actually, that song was redone for the movie The Lost Boys. Remember that, Kiefer Sutherland? Very cool movie. Just running through some private messages here. Nothing that's really too impressive. Thunder from M says, can you give a shout-out to Trozen from Clan Pit for teaching me how to use NADS? Oh, make that NADS. I'm kidding. He says he's natting people like crazy now. So props to Trozen. And maybe that was part of that Pit Mentor program, the Partners in Terror, the Punks in Training, what was it called? Anyway, props to Trozen and the guys over at Clan Pit, as always. And not to be outdone, we have Fumla. 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 God, I love saying that name, don't you? Fumla. 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 Anyway, enough of Fumla. as I said, there's really nothing else that I'm spamming here in the channel. I'm back. Back to the show. Over on Stronger Than All and Cal, seasons are beginning to wind down and move into the postseason. Cal League has one more week of interleague play, followed by the start of the playoff schedule. And as I click over to Cal, as I just mentioned, cross-divisional play. Jeff T. says there will be one more week of cross-divisional play, then we will start the playoffs. He says the playoffs will be an NCAA style with teams bracketed in the West, Central, and East. For odd numbers of teams during the playoffs, the teams will be seeded. For example, a team with a 5-0 record may not have a first match, but may wait until six other teams have played, so it would be an even four for the next round. He says he has more to come on that subject. And checking out the standings of the Cal League, in the Pacific Division, Section 8 is 8-0, Infinity Front 7-1, followed by Illustrious at 6-2. Over in the Central, Forbidden SIK, FSIC at 7-1, Unified at 6-1, and in the Atlantic Division, Knox at 7-1, and Black Ops Squadron a distant second at 4-3. Stronger Than All League has posted the pairings for both the Flags and Frags Division. Dracostian just posted this earlier this week. He says, congratulations to the CTF Division to Lick, Pitt, Unified, and TLB for moving on to the semifinals. It says in the TS division, congrats to Ill, Sex, Unified, and Boss. The week 2 playoff finals for CTF have Lick taking on Pitt and Unified versus the Lethal Brothers, Clan TLB. On the level, Riyadh. And over on the Team Survivor side, we have Illustrious taking on Sex and Unified taking on Black Ops Squadron. And you can almost guarantee that, depending on the, schedules of these two matches, I know we will be broadcasting, Unified versus Black Ops Squadron. That's gonna be on the map Abbey. And, I'll have to check the, time and date for Ill versus Six, but, it would be nice to to broadcast that as well. And as always, best of luck to both teams. Checking out the final standings. In the Frags West rankings, Clan Ill was 10-0. It looks like we had DX, who actually merged with, DS, I believe, or they merged with another clan. They only had one win. Section 8 was 6-5. 6 was 5-5. It's actually a pretty weak Western division. Over in the East, we had Unified at 10-3. Clan Boss was 8-3. FSIC was 8-3. TLB was 7-4. Very strong top 4 or 5 teams are on the Eastern division. And checking out the Flags division here real quick. Clan Lick 10-0. Perfect season they were on the table, as was Unified. They're also 10-0. TLB was 8-2, and LWZ was 6-5. They took second place over in the Frags West Division. So we look forward to some good matches here next week. I would have to say that everybody's looking for a Lick versus Unified final on the Flags side, and an Ill versus Unified final on the TS side. We'll see what happens. Upsets are known to happen, so stay tuned for more information on that, and we will bring you, hopefully bring you, the calls of both games. We'll see. And things on the OGL have been very, very busy. As I said, Carnage Cowboys were knocked off the top rungs by newcomers Zero Hesitation. Well, they're not really new to the community. It is a new, newly formed clan. There are some good matches coming up this week. Checking out the ladder. Zero Hesitation looks like their challenge was canceled, so they're actually free. Carnage Cowboys come in at number 2. It looks like they have a match against ICU. Set up for 6-8, that's tomorrow. Set up for Saturday at 9 p.m. Clan Dogus will take on Illustrious on the 10th. Infinity Front Disturbed declined Infinity Front's challenge. It looks like Disturbed, who is number 5, is taking on GMK Seraphim on 6-12. And in 6th place, we have Clan Pit. Looks like their match with Group Set Sex is set for tomorrow as well at 9 o'clock. For all that information, worldogl.com. And I do want to thank Lord of Doom for filling me in on the clan base, on the clan base league here. I'm pulling it up. Give me a second. He says, I'm not sure why IQS number 1 was presented as an active clan, but finally we can see some action from them on June 11th. Their last war was on the 10th of April. He says, good news is that A&R, who's number 2, is active again after 4 months. He said, now let's check some of the other matches played this week. He said the International Full Metal Jackets versus Team 15 Alpha Squad. It was 19-11. IFMS won. He says Team 15 did do a good job against the number 5 team, but IFMJ didn't lose a clan, didn't lose a CB war since November of last year. T15 was just another step for IFMJ to the top. Paranoid Killers, number 7, took on Trigger Happy Chillers, number 22. 18-7 was the final score. Clan PK looking for a steady place in the top 10. Number 3, Valor, took on number 8, Deadly Warriors, 18-3 on Casa and Abby. He says Valor did a good job against a strong opponent from Portugal. He says, let's see if Clan Valor can do some damage in the top 3 in their next war. Who else do we have here? The current standings over on Clan Base. IQS, the International Quake Squad, coming in at number 1 position, 1,488 points. Agony and Realm, number 2 at 1,420. Valor, number 3, 1,290. Armin's Jaeger Skola, number 4 at 1,291. And rounding out the top 5, International Full Metal Jackets. And of course, I got to mention number 6 just because they've been around for a while. House of Valhalla coming in at number 6. So some interesting wars are planned for the next few days. He says on Sunday, Hard, Fast, and Deadly, number 12, will take on the Deadly Warriors, number 8. He says, can HFD win from Clan DW, favorites for this war? He says, or a DW recover from their lost game against Valor. On Monday, House of Valhalla takes on the Paranoid Killers. He says, this will be one hell of a close match. He says, will HV make clear who is the boss, or will they drop from the top 10? And finally, on Tuesday, June 11th, IQS, the number 1 ranked team on Clan Base, will take on Armin's Jaeger, Skola, number 4. Finally, a sign of life from Clan IQS. Will they prove their quality, or is Clan AGS going to surprise us with a win? Thanks to Lord of Doom for that information. That does help out, to be honest, I don't really follow Clan Base. I really have no time. So any information I can get on the European leagues is most appreciated. We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Urban Radio. We'll check out the TSN schedule, and we'll be right back. Little Bob Dylan, Eve of Destruction on Urban Radio.
World, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. We're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take race. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Alrighty.
Little Bob Dylan, yay! I play Urban Town.
Alrighty, that's actually going to do it for the show this week. Hopefully it was as good for you as it was for me. Just kidding. We will be back next Friday. Yeah, we will be back next Friday. Same time, 1:15 start, here on Urban Radio, courtesy of TSN. If you'd like anything, get your requests in early to me next week. As I said, watch for some news on the Urban Terror website regarding 2.6. And remember to check out some of the clan matches coming up here over on Stronger Than All, OGL, and the Cal League. And for all of us at Siliconized Development, we thank you for your support. Hope you have a good Urban Terror weekend. And I will catch you in IC, or IRC, and ICQ, as I'm off to Atlanta tomorrow for 22 hours. I'll probably be idling in Pound Urban Terror, as I'm going to take my laptop with me and use that for my IRC connection. And it should be a good time. As I said, it's basically going to be a lot of realism shooters. And finally get to rock my ass off. Can't wait. It's been a few weeks. Gonna be a good time. So, for Oswald, for Urban Radio, we're out of here. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.